with the president wherever he goes. This is the real question. I think it's time that civil society called for a full indictment against Gaetan McKenzie. This guy needs to go.
So, Nazim, what we've seen over the last perhaps couple of months, year and a bit also, Minister McKenzie's cut funding to some key entities that required funding that have actually been doing valuable and extensive work in the country. And now for us to find out, Bafana Bafana back, we're now literally semi-final stage of the FIFA World Cup 2026, that this is the amount of money that has been spent, close to 31 million rand. It's a weighty price tag. In your view, as a sports commentator, what level of spending do you think should have been justifiable for our World Cup delegation?
Firstly, I think that spending needs to be regulated through policy, and there needs to be budget set aside that need to be adhered to. This is more spending for someone's own pleasure and glory trips, and that is unacceptable. I think that if anything, the budget for international tours, whether it's Commonwealth or the World Cup or any other kind of Olympics and so forth, these need to be preset, and they can't be more than a percentage of what goes to grassroots sports development and arts and culture development. And we need a clear breakdown in terms of what is the policy with regards to grassroots sports support and development. Is there a program for grassroots sports development from administration to facilities to athlete development? We unfortunately are sitting in a situation where sports is becoming elite, and for the poor and the working class people, it's just this kind of mass participation, one-off days where they have festivals. But there's no real sports development. Sports in public schools have gone to a zero because of budget cuts and so forth. There's no real opportunities being created for the poor and working class people to come through the sports structures. And that is an indictment not just on the minister, but also on CESCOC and all of our federations. What is their policy? And this, that is meaningful transformation. So you're finding this absurd situation where predominantly white and private schools parents are now seriously concerned about, you know, that our sports becoming too professional in the school. It's being broadcasted in this.
Yes.
Our children need sponsors. How do we manage this? How do we balance this with the academics? What a luxury to have when poor people can't even afford a cricket bat or a soccer ball in their public schools, when what used to be regular weekly fixtures between schools has come to a nil, because there are no resources, because sports teachers and coaches and so forth, they are super luxury in our public schools. This is the reality. This is the unfairness of our country that's increasingly driven between the very rich and the very poor. This inequality and this widening gap is totally epitomized when it comes to analyzing our sport. And we need a real hard look at it. So this opens up deeper questions around sports in our country, particularly school sports, particularly grassroots sports development. You know, the other thing that we need to ask ourselves about Gaetan's behavior around this is the fact that, you know, I work in government, I'm a school principal. You know from day one that you separate your personal expenses from your school expenses. They can never, ever cross over. You must use your money for you, and the school will use its school money for it. But how is Gaetan unable to account what was his personal expenditure from what was government expenditure? That is ridiculous. That is a violation of our country's laws, I think. That as a minister, or even if it was a senior administrator or whatever, that they can interlock their expenditures of personal and public.
So, Nazim, I mean, we then rightfully as South Africans can then be asking the question, is Minister Gaetan McKenzie just being given a free hand here to spend close to 31 million? And there have been previous instances also where expenditure was also committed to, and a lot of the travel arrangements were made, but there was no traveling and there was no accountability being given. So we can then ask the question, is a free rein and free hand being given to Gaitan McKenzie as a minister? And where's the accountability, the transparency? Because I'd like to add, we have national athletes in this country that represent South Africa at the highest level across so many different disciplines that do not even get access to DSAC's funding at all. And these national athletes go about representing South Africa at the highest level, having to raise their own funds. And how commonplace has that also not become over the last couple of years?
And that is a really the serious question. We have athletes who work tirelessly, coaches have worked tirelessly for years to get them at the highest point, whether it's swimming, athletics, and so forth, only for them not to be able to compete because they can't pull out 75,000 rand out of their own funds, because otherwise they can't go. So they're on the team, they selected, they made all the criteria. And this is an indictment on the Department of Sport, but also on the federations, let me be honest, because federations also are not fully accountable.
Yes.
And the lack of accountability, the lack of accountability from Gaitan McKenzie and all of these officials, it epitomizes corruption. That is corruption. When your leaders cannot account for the spending of government funds, public funds, that is corruption.
Hmm. So now if the department is saying, sort of in response, but we need something more concrete, I believe, something more substantial and translucent than this, because the department is saying the spending was essentially linked to both its delegation that went to the World Cup and other World Cup-related programs. Now, I mean, it begs the question. We're asking, okay, so please explain. And can you elaborate, please?
There's the question. We need to now put pressure on it. I think we need civil society organizations to begin to question this. And certainly the portfolio committee needs to get answers. We need to put pressure right to our elected officials and demand answers. And I would frankly say let's write to the president, because really the GNU can do far better with someone other than Gaitan McKenzie in the sports, arts and culture arena. Someone who's got the determination to really push sports to be a transformational aspect of our society that really begins to see the inequality gap lessening between the very poor working class black South Africans and the very elite white South African sports and private schools.
So most certainly, Nazir, I mean, we can continue to also ask this question. Major sporting events like the FIFA World Cup, probably the largest sporting event on the planet, does it actually present any substantial or genuine opportunities to attract investment and perhaps help grow South African football? Or perhaps the benefits overstated and only a few gain access to those benefits then?
In 2010, we hosted the World Cup. It promised us a huge improvement in terms of football, grassroots development, and so forth. I think there has been some changes, and the fact that we got to the knockout rounds, 16 years later, I think that there is some evidence of how some resources have come back into the sport. Unfortunately, I think that when it comes to the very grassroots communities, and because of just the entire collapsing of municipalities and so forth, we're seeing a decline, because that money is not going back into facilities, into developing clubs in terms of the ability to govern themselves, to organize themselves, and to recruit and train and develop coaches and athletes. So certainly the spin-off is very minimal. I don't see it creating jobs for people, which is a critical issue in our country, but it could, because sports today can be a career, and there are lots of careers within the sporting environment, which I think we can explore and needs to be explored by the federations and by the ministry.
In conclusion, Nazim, how do we as South Africans ensure this accountability? Our voices shouldn't be muzzled here.
So programs like yours are important. I think we need to get the message out more mainstream. I think it's good that the opposition parties are raising it. I think more parties need to do that. So that means that we as individuals, because I don't see us as any kind of sporting civil society grouping existing, you know, like we had with the anti-apartheid movement, no sport in an no normal sport in an abnormal society, and we had organized structures and clubs, and that would hold people accountable. I think we need to then, as individuals, start writing to our representatives, writing to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee, and ask for questions and ask for responses. And certainly, I think, make the demand that the best people must be appointed, and the best people are those people who hold themselves accountable, who don't mix their private expense with government expense, and therefore are not corrupt.
Nazim Adams, sports commentator, also member of the PSA. Jazakallah, thanks for joining us on PM Drive this Wellness Wednesday.